Andrew, first of all, congratulations and thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Andrew, there was tough times for you this summer at the training camp. You were alone on the other ice in Brossard. And now, how good is it to have these two goals, very important goals? You play on the second line. How good is it?
I mean, it feels great, but I can't take the credit. You know, I'm going to the net, and you know, Drew and Domi are doing a lot of work. They're making plays, putting pucks to the net, and I'm just out there to try to create space and work hard for them.
We felt, Andrew, a couple of times that they really put the puck in the net for that rebound, for that second chance, and you took advantage of it, right?
Yeah, I've always been a player that needs to be around the blue plate to be successful, and I like playing with players who want the puck to make plays, and you know they do. They make great plays, and they get pucks to the net when they need to, and you know we find I'll find an ugly win, I guess.
Body language of the goalie on the other side, Marc-Andre was looking at you like he was tired. You were right in his bubble, right?
Yeah, I mean, when you're playing against an amazing goalie like that, you need to take his vision away, make it hard on him.
You made
not
it
let
hard.
Him see yeah. the pucks. Yeah, I mean, that's how you're going to have success in this league.
Seems that things going better for you, Andrew, because you're back in your office in front of the net.
Yeah. I think that's always been my best attribute to the game is being around the net and being able to finish those ugly ones. But like I said, hats off to my line mates, making sure that they get the puck there and make them plays.
We found from up top here that a few little things went under the radar, but I want to mention that you were pretty quick on the loose pucks tonight and very efficient along the boards. Is this something that you proud of, or you bring to your game to be successful?
If I didn't play that way, I don't think I'd be in the NHL. So it's something I've had pride in my entire career, and it's taken me this far, and I can't stop doing things like that.
I know
that for you guys, it's a W. It's 2 points. It's two more points on the board. But is it a little bit more emotional because of Mac's presence on the other side, Andrew?
Oh, for sure. I mean, playing your team in your former team in the home barn, it's always emotional for a player like that. But you know, we had Tuna with us as well, playing against his former team, and for him to get the game-winning goal, that's huge.
Yeah, the winning goal. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Andrew, thank you very much.
All right, thanks, guys.
Enjoy it. Thank you very much. Andrew Shaw.
Thank you.
On est avec Charles Hudon maintenant, qui est en mêlée de presse en bas.
Ça l'aide quand Nimmo ou Pricey est net. Là, il faut juste faire la même chose quand Pricey est là aussi. Donc, mais tout le crédit revient à Nimmo. Ce gars-là, c'est comme si c'était un chat avec plusieurs vues, puis il fait la job avec nous autres. Puis on l'aime bien, puis je pense qu'on veut le garder.
C'est le sentiment d'avoir Max Pacioretty de votre côté, particulièrement au début avec...
Oui, c'est une bonne chose qu'est-ce qui est arrivé. Donc, je pense que ça faisait. C'est mieux que ça arrive au début du match que durant un match, durant le match. Donc, Hatch m'a beaucoup aidé depuis mon arrivée l'année passée. Il était difficile avec moi, puis je suis capable d'en prendre. Puis lui, j'aime bien sa façon qu'il se présentait envers moi. Puis on a eu une bonne complicité les deux ensemble aussi. Donc, c'est le fun de voir qu'il ça va bien pour lui là-bas. Mais nous autres, on se concentre pour notre match. Puis. Qu'est-ce qu'on voulait? On voulait pas y donner la victoire, on voulait l'avoir par chez nous.
Voilà pour Charles Hudon. On est là avec Jesperi Kotkaniemi qui a joué un match brillant.
We have many games and many periods, so there will be many bad ones and many good ones. So, but obviously, I want to be on that good side.
Have you been told to maybe be more confident? It seems like you are trying some tricks and you look more confident with the pocket. Am I right or?
I don't know. Are you right? But I just say I try to be confident there and do my things. I love to do those little tricks that you say. It's giving me more confidence every shift.
Voilà donc pour Jesperi Kotkaniemi. Il y a un coach sur le podium maintenant pour répondre aux questions des journalistes. Je pense qu'on est prêt.
On a l'impression de voir deux équipes différentes. Entre la première et la deuxième, est-ce qu'on s'est demandé si ça a brisé des bâtons ou si le message était quand même positif?
Pas brisé de bâtons. C'était pas nécessaire. Ils sont pas cassables quand même. Fait que, non, c'est sûr qu'on a eu une première période vraiment flat. Et puis, c'est sûr qu'on devait rebondir beaucoup mieux en deuxième période, ce qu'on a fait d'ailleurs. C'est que c'est sûr que c'est pas des matchs parfaits. Puis c'est des matchs quand même que les gens aiment voir. C'est quand même beaucoup de buts, mais du côté d'une équipe de hockey, il y a beaucoup de choses qu'on doit améliorer ou on doit se replacer dans certaines situations. Puis c'est évident quand que tu donnes les chances que tu donnes et puis les buts que tu donnes, c'est pas parfait. Mais on va continuer à travailler de façon positive avec l'intention de continuer à marquer comme qu'on marque. Mais il faut vraiment améliorer notre jeu sans la rondelle.
Offensivement, on peut dire qu'un peu tout le monde arrive quand même à trouver une façon de contribuer parce que vous avez accordé beaucoup de buts, mais vous êtes capable d'en marquer beaucoup dans les derniers matchs.
Oui, puis mais ces choses-là, ça te rattrape à un moment donné. Alors, c'est pour ça qu'il faut adresser ça, pas penser qu'on peut continuer à jouer de cette façon-là, parce que à un moment donné, quand ça te rattrape, ça te coûte quand même très cher. Tu viens pas à bout de récupérer. Alors, on va essayer de, surtout avec notre voyage dans l'Ouest, il va être important d'être beaucoup mieux sans la rondelle.
Coach, there's been some ups and some downs for Andrew Shaw this year, but it seems like it's about a week and a half now that he's kind of hit his stride. What have you liked most about the way he's playing right now?
Well, just that he's found his stride, I think, a little bit more than he did at the beginning. And, you know, that's what we talked about with him. He had some good practices when he wasn't playing, and he pushed himself to try and find his stride and then the pace to his game, and that's exactly what's happened. And he's much better now. He's feeling better. He looks better, and he's been a good help to us.
Claude, Domi has obviously been producing. What has his ability to adapt to this move to center, what has that meant to the team?
Well, you know, adapt is one thing. I think he's played there before. You know, we didn't throw him there knowing that he'd never played center. He has played center before, and, you know, we just felt that, you know, the way he skates, it would probably be a guy that we'd have to consider using there. And as I said before, we had other options that had not worked out, but he seems comfortable. He's skating. To me, he's covering a lot of ice, and that's what you need from a centerman. And not only that, but he's creating some great plays. He's capitalizing and making his line produce as well. So it's nice that it's worked out. But I can honestly say when camp started, I wasn't going to stand here and guarantee you that was going to work.
Patrick Bryan,
à quel point Antti Niemi
a été un joueur important ce soir?
C'est important. Écoute, c'est la même chose. Il a loué 4 buts, mais les tirs qu'il y a eu ce soir, je pense qu'il y en a eu 37-38. Lancé était bon pour nous. Puis, mais ça reste quand même que, tu sais, un autre fusillade là, de 5 à 4. Je suis certain que, comme l'autre soir, l'entraîneur de l'autre côté ne doit pas être heureux non plus là, avec le jeu défensif. Mais je suis certain que nos gardiens vont paraître encore mieux si on peut les aider un peu mieux devant lui.
What did you see from Schlemko tonight, and what do you think he can bring as he, you know, gets up to speed playing a few more games?
Well, you know, for a guy who was playing his first game in quite a while against a team that really skates and plays a fast game, I thought he did a great job. I thought he handled himself well enough that we moved him up in our pairings. He's just a smart player. He sees the ice well. He doesn't panic. For the most part, he makes a good first pass. You know, he's got pretty decent skills, and, you know, it's nice to see him back. We love the way he showed up at camp and how he's and like the way he's handled himself tonight. And I really have to say that he maybe surprised me a little bit how well he was prepared to play and how well he did in this game.
Coach, cameras caught you looking up at Pacioretty's tribute video. What was going through your mind when you saw that? And conversely, what has Tatar brought to his team since his addition?
Well, you know, I didn't get to spend as much time as a lot of those other players have. You know, I was a year and a half with Max, but he was our captain here, and I had lots of conversations with him. And I also realized what he's done you know, for this organization in the 10 years he's been here. And, you know, there's a time where you have to appreciate what a player has done. And, you know, I was watching it because there's a lot of things that he did here that they were shown that I wasn't around for. So it was interesting. But at the same time, I felt he deserved it. I appreciated our players standing up afterwards and banging their sticks on the boards. They showed a lot of respect for Max and for us. I think there's no reason not to clap and appreciate the video for what he's done here for this organization. There's a decision that was made, and then we moved on. But now we've got a guy by the name of Tatar that's come from that organization that continues to produce for us, and then as a real... To me, I call him a warrior in a way that he comes to play, plays hard every game. You know what to expect from him. So he's a hockey warrior, and he's got a great attitude. So he's been a good addition to our team.